name of that one is Big Ben Eldridge. Big Ben Eldridge, written by Benny Birchfield, named after himself, I believe. This guy has been living around this part of the country for a long time and is really a legend of the five-string banjo. He redefined bluegrass banjo playing in many ways back in the early 60s, and most of us remember the moment when we first heard him. It was that important to us back then. And he's still a really important banjo player with a lot of great music in him. And it's my pleasure to welcome Bill Keith. Let's hear it.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you very much, and thank you all. Well, I'll tell you, sure is a beautiful end to a beautiful weekend. I got here early Thursday morning, and already a substantial crowd, as you probably know, and been camping out since, so I got a couple of layers of stuff that'll probably come off real quick if it rains, and and a little sleep deficit going, so pardon my relaxed approach, and let's see. You know, here's a tune that I've been playing for probably all those years, but it might be good for one more round, and it's particularly appropriate because it's so hot here. All you gotta do is close your eyes and imagine you're in the middle of the Sahara Desert. And you're just dying of thirst. And there's not a beer anywhere around. And you open your eyes and you look off onto the horizon and the heat shimmers as it rises and you wonder, is that camels humping along the horizon towards the, and is that an oasis? Will there be any relief from this? So I guess you have to join the caravan to find out. This is a beautiful tune by Duke Ellington and Juan Tizol.